Hi everyone, my name is Mark, and I'm here to talk to you about my fascinating job. I work at a large city zoo where I am a dedicated zookeeper. In this role, I assume responsibility for managing a specific cohort of animals, such as large terrestrial mammals, encompassing elephants, rhinoceroses, and hippopotamuses. It's a challenging but incredibly rewarding career.
Many people ask me how I got into this line of work. When I was younger, I briefly thought about doing veterinary science, as I've always loved animals. Later, my parents pushed for a business degree, thinking it would be more practical. However, I didn't listen to them, and I actually ended up graduating in animal behavior. That gave me the perfect foundation for understanding the complex needs of the creatures I work with daily.
People often wonder what my daily routine looks like. You might think my day begins with feeding the animals, or perhaps cleaning their enclosures, which certainly takes up a massive portion of the shift. However, my very first duty is always checking the security fences. Making sure the perimeter is completely intact is paramount before the animals are let out into their main outdoor habitats.
Let's talk about the elephants first. They consume a staggering amount of food each day to sustain their massive bulk. We occasionally give them fruits like watermelons as a sweet treat, and they also get specialized nutritional pellets. However, the bulk of their diet consists of tree branches. They can spend hours effortlessly stripping the bark and chewing on the rough leaves.
Moving on to rhinos, visitors often hold several misconceptions about them. Because of their sheer size and those intimidating horns, people frequently assume they are highly aggressive. Some even think they are quite sluggish. In reality, though, what defines them most is being incredibly curious. They love to investigate new scents or objects we place in their environment, and will trot over to inspect anything unfamiliar.
The hippos also require specialized care, particularly regarding their aquatic environment. They spend a huge amount of time submerged in water to protect their sensitive skin. We recently upgraded their habitat to make it more comfortable. We considered adding a decorative waterfall, and management originally suggested creating an expansive mud pit. In the end, we decided instead to install a heating system. This keeps the water at a steady, comfortable temperature during the colder winter months.
Providing medical care for these giants requires a lot of patience. We trained these large mammals to cooperate during routine medical checkups, so we don't have to stress them out. It would be easy to just use food as a reward, or perhaps rely entirely on verbal praise, but we find that a simple target stick is the most effective tool. We trained them to touch their nose to it, allowing the vet to safely draw blood or check their teeth.
Working with such massive creatures is physically demanding, to say the least. You definitely need stamina for the long days, and good balance is helpful when navigating the muddy enclosures. But having exceptional upper body strength is absolutely essential. Whether lifting heavy bales of hay or moving heavy equipment, you really feel it in your arms and back. During the afternoon, I spend time interacting with visitors. Kids often ask about how fast these mammals can run, and adults usually wonder about their lifespan in captivity. But the most common query is regarding their sleeping habits. People are always surprised to learn that animals like elephants only sleep for a few hours a night.
Finally, we are deeply involved in conservation. We raise money for anti-poaching units overseas, and we enthusiastically support habitat restoration. However, our main focus at the moment is a breeding program. We've been working closely with other international zoos to ensure genetic diversity among the captive populations.
Looking ahead, the zoo is planning some exciting changes. There was talk of bringing in giraffes, or maybe expanding the primate section to draw bigger crowds. However, we are actually preparing for the arrival of a baby elephant next spring. It's going to be a lot of extra work, but we simply cannot wait.